In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. I have a two-for-one question for you all today, and I wanted to answer these two questions together because I feel like there's a lot of overlap and a lot of a shared sentiment. So I'm going to read them both to you. The first one is, when is it safe to bring racism up? As a white male, I feel like I can't know what it's like and feel like I don't have the right to say anything, but I want to be an ally and supporter. So that's the first question. The second question is, I'm a white woman working in a D&I adjacent space. Lately, I've noticed I'm more inhibited in my conversation because I don't want to inadvertently say something offensive. How can I, on a Zoom call with multiple individuals, ask for input if they see areas where I can improve? So there's this general feeling in both of these questioners that I'm not sure when it's okay for me to use my voice. I'm not sure if it's okay for me to use my voice because this is a different space, or maybe I'm unfamiliar, or I'm not a person of color and I don't have, you know, they are thinking that they don't have the right to assert themselves and their opinions in this. And so what I would say to both of these people who are asking this question really is that we all have a voice and we all have a stake when it comes to racism, when it comes to discrimination, oppression, bias, prejudice, all of those things. And so the key is for us to figure out what exactly is our role in that moment and what is the best way for us to navigate through so that we can be interrupters of racism, of this oppression, of whatever it is that we're seeing kind of pass by or fly by us so that it doesn't continue, right? And we want to interrupt it, because if we don't, then it just keeps going and it gains momentum. Okay, so I kind of think of seeing like bias and racism playing out in front of you, in the sense of like, if you see something, say something. Can we use that? Can we use that idea for this as well? And so then the key becomes understanding, okay, how do I actually decide to say something? Is it in that moment? Is it taking someone to the side later? And you have to kind of figure that out as you're going along. But the point is that racism is negatively impacting like everyone, not just the people of color. It's impacting you because you're there, you're witnessing it, you're being denied the greatness and the ideas and the creativity that come from a space where everyone is allowed and supported in being their true and full selves, right? And so it's not just the people of color who are suffering, it's everyone. We're all suffering, which means that we all have a responsibility to take action, to be that interrupter that I was speaking about earlier. Another thing is that like people of color can't be the only ones who are interrupting racism. We make up, depending upon where you are, the majority, the minority, like somewhere in between, but we need everyone if we're going to change the world to be a more inclusive and a more equitable space. Everyone, as many people as possible, have to take up that charge. And so how do you figure out what your exact role is in that? And the key is finding your voice, understanding how to interrupt, understanding when is the right time, what are the things to say. And I think that this often can be grounded in like your why. Have you stopped to think about why this isn't okay with you? Have you stopped to think about how it makes you feel and why these things aren't okay? Because when you're thinking about your why, when you're grounded in your why, then it becomes much easier when you see something going on in front of you, like, you know what, that's not okay for me, with me, for XYZ reasons. And I'm going to use that as strength to interrupt this moment, or to pull someone to the side later, or to question a comment that I saw, or, you know, an outcome of a system that seems unfair and biased. And so how do you understand your why? How do you educate yourself so that when you do interrupt, that you're able to come from a place that is as, you know, grounded and informed as possible? And I'm not saying that you can't take action until you've educated yourself, but these two things, if you're going to take action, you need to also be thinking about how to educate yourself so that when you do become that interrupter, you're not creating more harm or creating more tension or more of these negative outcomes and impacts than what would have been there if you hadn't have put yourself in this particular conversation or situation, experience, whatever that might be. So how do you educate yourself? And then how do you also keep in mind that when we are in these situations, when we're in these conversations, when we're looking at these systems and structures, and we're figuring out how to navigate in a new way, like, you're going to make mistakes. And that's all right. Learn how to recover from your mistake. Learn how to apologize for harm that happened, and then continue on. Because one of the dangers is when we feel afraid we're going to make a mistake, we don't actually act. We don't actually say anything. We don't interrupt. We just let that moment pass by. We just let that system continue. And it just keeps gaining momentum and people keep being harmed by it. So if you make a mistake, learn from that and learn what you need to do so that you don't make that mistake again. And don't let that mistake paralyze you from moving forward in the future and from continuing on your journey of anti-racist thought, anti-racist leadership, your form of activism, whatever that looks like. Now, I want to touch on part of this question. So the woman, I'm a white woman working in a DEI adjacent space, and she says something really great, which is, how can I, on a Zoom call, ask for input if they see areas where I can improve? And it's actually just as simple as that. When you might be inserting yourself into a conversation, into an experience, when you're going into uncharted territory, it's totally okay to say, hey, you know what? I am new at this. I'm learning. If there's something that I say incorrectly, if I have a belief or something that I learned that might be not quite right, please feel free to correct me. You know, it's my intention to help in this situation. And if you have relationships with the people that you're talking with, we tend to give each other grace in these sessions, in these experiences at work, in these experiences with our friends and family. We're not necessarily going to like jump and bite your head off for making a mistake, right? Because we know that you're trying. We know, hey, maybe I haven't heard this person ever even talk on this topic before, and welcome to the fray. And how can we support you in doing it in a way that is going to help to build towards our common cause of more inclusion and more equity in all of these different experiences that we find ourselves in throughout any given day, week, month, et cetera. So just invite people to give you feedback and even be specific, like, hey, if I say something, feel free to call me in right at the moment. Or if I say something that's off, feel free to come to my office or grab me, pull me aside later on and let me know what it was, because it's my intention to learn and to do more and to do better. And we're all here fighting for the same cause on the same side. And I welcome your input in my learning journey. So you're not putting it on them to be the teachers of you. You're doing your part as well, but you are also inviting feedback. And so if someone has it, then hopefully they will give it to you. And it can be just as simple as being vulnerable, admitting that you're learning, and asking them to help you if they see a place where you're misstepping. So I hope that that makes sense. This has been another community question. Please send in your questions. You can go to the Inclusion First Project and ask a question, and we will pick some and keep answering them here on the Inclusion First Podcast. This episode of the Inclusion First Podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First Podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.